Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I tell you, one thing you probably should do is get a flu shot. I know I have. That's our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, and it's, are you getting a flu shot? Already got one, 50%. Yes, 50%. Not yet. Not getting any votes yet. Oh, I beg your pardon. No, that's right. No. Dr. Fred Lopez joins us, professor of medicine and infectious diseases specialist at LSU Head New Orleans, LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. I'm working on one eye here, doctor. I'm sorry, but we'll get through it. How are you?
I'm all right, Tommy. How are you?
I'm good. Louisiana's number one in outbreaks of this, and explain, if you will, the differences between, is it strain A and B?
Yeah, so right now Louisiana is at the flu-like activity is at the highest level, and it's the only state in the United States where they're seeing so many flu-like illnesses. So we are number one, and it's in this area. The New Orleans metro area seems to be where it's most active. So currently number one. And interestingly, even though the rest of the United States is seeing low levels of activity, they're seeing a predominance of the A strain of the flu causing illness. In Louisiana, we're seeing the B strain causing more illnesses. Now, the data will be updated later today, so we'll get a little better sense of what direction things are heading in terms of the flu season. But currently, for flu-like activity, Louisiana number one in this area in particular is a hotbed, with the B strain predominating.
So when you add A and B together, Louisiana is number one. I guess I'm wondering,
well,
is A predominant?
They're all considered individual cases, whether it's B or A. So we, for number of flu cases, we are number one in terms of flu-like activity. Not all flu-like activity is due to the flu virus. There are other viruses that can cause illnesses similar to the flu. But that's the barometer that's used to determine flu activity in the United States.
So when you say flu-like, how does somebody know if they have the flu? And how would they know if it's strain A or strain B? And I'll throw in one more, doctor, for you, and that is, does the flu shot that you get cover you for both A and B, or protect you for A and B?
It does, and I think that's an important point, that the flu shot that's being used this year, the one that is annually updated to hopefully cover the predominant strains in the communities that we live in, this year contains both the A strain that's predominating elsewhere in the United States and the B strain that we're seeing down here in Louisiana more frequently. So the vaccine should be effective in preventing illness from either. And I do want to emphasize the point that if you get the B strain infection now, still get your flu shot, because let's say later the A strain starts to enter the Louisiana area, then you will be protected against the A strain as well, because you could get reinfected in the same season. In other words, have two flu illnesses in the same season because different strains have caused the illness. So everybody should still get their flu shot, even if they've had a flu illness. And so the flu-like activity just refers to what is primarily the flu, but again, I want to say that there are other viruses that can cause an illness much like the flu. But during this time of year, if you've got a fever and you feel lousy and you haven't been vaccinated, it's probably the flu and not a rhinovirus or an enterovirus or some of these other viruses that are less likely to cause the flu-like illness you're experiencing.
I have a question from Biology 101 that I will ask you when we come back, and that is viral as opposed to bacterial. Dr. Fred Lopez is our guest, professor of medicine and infectious diseases specialist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. If you have any questions or comments, or particularly concerns about the flu shot that make you hesitant to get it, or maybe your family members, text it in 870-870, and I'll ask Dr. Lopez. He can give you the scientific answer, and then I guess you can make up your own mind. Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. You getting the flu shot? 50-50 already got one yes. 0% say no. Right now, time for traffic on WWL. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It is raining so hard downtown right now. We are at the corner of Poydras and Magazine on the 8th floor, and I cannot see the Crescent City Connection. I cannot see the cruise ships on the river, which is not that far away, so please be very, very careful if you're out driving in it. State law says you're not supposed to use the flashers unless you're stopped, and if you don't have your headlights on, shame on you. Make sure those headlights are on. The city of New Orleans has lifted parking restrictions because of the heavy rain that's occurring now and is being forecast, so that you can park on the neutral ground and you can park on the sidewalk if your car is at risk. So you won't be ticketed if you park on the neutral ground. You won't be ticketed if you park on the sidewalk. The only thing I would say out of common courtesy is if you park on the neutral ground, try to make as little mess as you can and destroy it as the least possible amount that you can. Dr. Fred Lopez is our guest, professor of medicine, infectious disease specialist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll now. The numbers appear accurate to me. Are you getting a flu shot? 43% already got one. 39% are saying no. And the remainder are saying yes. So, doctor, my biology 101 question is, virus as opposed to bacteria, you treat bacteria with antibiotics. So what do you treat a virus with? Because I thought you can't cure a virus. Explain that quickly if you can.
Sure. Infections, like you mentioned, are usually due to viruses, bacteria, and even fungi sometimes, so molds, for example. And you're absolutely correct. Bacteria, we have antibiotics that we direct against specific bacteria to treat those infections. And with most viral infections, you're absolutely correct. We don't have great targeted antiviral treatments. But for the flu, we do. So we have drugs like oseltamivir, which is known as Tamiflu, for example, that can be used for somebody who's diagnosed with the flu and can help decrease the duration of their symptoms and perhaps even decrease the severity of their illness. So the flu is one thing you do want to know you have or don't have, because we do have targeted antiviral therapy against the flu virus.
So something like Tamiflu, that treats the symptoms, or does that actually attack the virus causing the flu?
Both. So by attacking the flu virus and decreasing the levels of the virus in the body, you can decrease the duration of the symptoms by about a day. It's important, though, that you try to treat it within the first 2 days of illness onset, because that's when the antiviral agent like Tamiflu is most effective.
Once again, whenever you talk about vaccinations, the question of whatever's in the vaccine arises, the question of autism arises, et cetera. So, doctor, if you could address those, please, those concerns.
These vaccines are monitored very closely by federal regulatory agencies every year, and the benefits far outweigh the negatives of the virus of these vaccines. So it's a tried and true intervention that can prevent an illness that results in about 200,000 hospitalizations each year in this country and about 35,000 deaths each year. This is a very effective and safe vaccine. And you cannot get the flu from getting the flu shot. I really want to emphasize that as well. If you get the flu after getting the flu shot, it's because you were already incubating a flu illness, because you'd already acquired the infection, or because it takes about 2 weeks for the vaccine to be effective and create immunity in the body. So if you encounter the flu virus within those 2 weeks, you may still get an illness. Lastly, every so often, we don't have great matches between the vaccine and what's predominating in the community, and that's another reason. But so far this year, the vaccine contains the viruses that are causing infection across the United States.
Thank you, doctor. Appreciate your time as always. Our friend, Dr. Fred Lopez, professor of medicine and infectious diseases specialist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.